Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables. We come to you each and every week to tell you about truth, about justice, about the American way, and to just differentiate between right and wrong. And boy, is that the subject that we're talking about this evening. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. Nice to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yes, it's, not since Saturday. At any rate, I think that it's a tough day.
Yeah.
Tough news cycle. There's no justification for any of this. There's no any upside. There's no, I see Master Beto out there, and he is milking this thing like in El Paso. It's like, oh, he's feeling the pain for El Paso, trying to get a little bit of momentum for his presidential bid and everything else. And it's appalling. It makes what Reverend Al does with his race baiting look benign in comparison, because using the deaths of these people to kind of elevate himself, it's awful. It's just, it's inhuman. It's something, what kind of a person would do it? And the answer is Master Beto.
Quite a few
guy has,
did it, though. Quite a few.
Well, Pocahontas is raising money, fundraising off of it. So is Heels Up Harris.
Harris, yeah.
That's my favorite. I think I like Heels Up Harris for Kamala Harris even better than Master Beto for Beto O'Rourke. I love Master Beto, though. That's just really has a nice
ring to it. Yeah.
Has a nice, yes, it does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it? But
yeah, yeah.
The whole thing, Dick, and, you know, and it's we've been – America's had guns, lots of guns, since the Revolution. We've never been a nation that, you know, that didn't have as many guns or more than people. I do believe that there are more than 330 million guns in the United States. And almost all of them are responsible.
I was going to say,
now
those are the only ones that are licensed. There's plenty more that aren't, I'm sure.
Here's the thing. Why are these mass shootings such a recent phenomenon? We never had anything like that when we were growing up. Nothing, ever. But there were plenty of guns. And, you know, it was – the society was filled with World War II vets, Korean War vets, and then Vietnam vets. And, you know, we didn't have mass shootings.
But we did have one thing. We did have one thing that they don't really have too much anymore, and that's psychiatric hospitals. There's not that many to take some of these. I mean, this was it. The kid in Ohio had a hit list in high school, a murder list, and he had a rape list. And you're telling me that he shouldn't have gone somewhere and had some psychiatric help. I mean, that was, I mean, he was 24. So, I mean, that was at least 6 or 7 years ago. And has this just been festering all that period of time? And boom, he goes off the deep end.
Well, you know, he has the he had the Antifa logo, and there was one other that he had, and he was an Elizabeth Warren fan. But of course, it's Trump's fault. It's always Trump's fault. But you know, since everything's Trump's fault, nothing's Trump's fault. It's the same. You know, I mean, you blame him for everything, and you know, I think that that this has way more to do with the breakdown in society.
That also, yeah. You know, there's no more God in school.
Fatherless home.
Yeah. Mothers working. Kids playing games that kill people all the time. I mean, the whole thing it's just so far gone now. Yeah, it's incredible.
I remember driving all the way to, this would be about, it's got to be at least 10 years ago now, drove all the way down to Jacksonville to, you know, to see my son Rick and see my three grandkids. And on a Saturday afternoon, it was beautiful outside, he was in there on the video game that you know, that had the screen that took half the side of the house, shooting Germans. And he said, I want you to watch me play the game. And I said, I've driven 375 miles, and I can assure you it's not to sit here on a Saturday afternoon and watch you shoot Germans in a video game. And, you know,
yeah.
went and took the kids, and we did something. I don't remember what it was. But I thought to myself, he was consumed with that. And, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a lot of experiences with this because, I don't do video games.
Nor do I.
I can remember when my oldest daughter, Kim, was so good at Pac-Man that, you know, she had her name up on the things. And one time, just going for you know, shopping for the family for groceries for a week, and it was, you know, it was before Publix got here. I guess it was in a Colonial, something like that. And I gave her a quarter, you know, to go do Pac-Man in the thing next door while I did the shopping. And I came out 40 minutes later, you know, with a car filled with groceries, and she was still on number two. And she said, I got to do number three also because you got three turns. I said, I've been here 40 minutes, and you're only on two? We're going. you're the worst father. you know, but at the same time, it's just I thought,
yeah.
She was that good. I mean, she just go whoop, 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 whoop. And, of course, you know, Pac-Man's very passe now, but I don't know if they even do those things anymore. But some of these things are so sophisticated, but they all involve explosion and these surreal things of where you get to kill people without any consequences. I mean,
yeah.
Your person can get blown up, but it doesn't hurt you. You know, you just start again, and you have to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the consequence. That's no consequence at all, and so it's like it numbs you. So many things numb us. When we think of what's going on in our society, I actually put up a little post about that yesterday. And I thought, that, you know, it would, it just that there's such a progression of the, for the progressives, their agenda. What is unthinkable becomes tolerable. Then what is tolerable becomes acceptable. Then what is acceptable becomes legal. And what is legal ultimately becomes praised. So, you know, this whole thing of, you know, transgenderism. One in four kids in teenagers in California now identify as being the opposite of what their sex is.
One in four.
You know what that means? That means that entire state is going to be effed up forever because they're going to become adults. They don't know who they are. Their basic identity as a human being is flawed. I mean, when a child is born, what is the first thing that you ask? Was it a boy or a girl? And that's the very first question. And from there, you know, everything else falls into place. Now, I will grant you that there are people that are so messed up that they don't know what's real and what isn't. But those are psychological problems. This isn't like, you know, I mean, God created man and woman. The Democratic Party created every other gender. And this non-binary stuff, you know, I'm call me they. Don't call me him. Don't call me her. Call me they. And people accept this stuff, and they're okay with it. And you know, creepy guys go into girls' bathrooms, and because they identify as being a female, and they make the girls feel uncomfortable, for sure. I don't think you see a whole lot of girls going into boys' bathrooms, but I could be wrong about that. Things may have changed that much, too. But just there's that, all of that dynamic. And if you don't know who you are, then how are you ever going to build a life? If you can't build a life, then you feel rejected, out of touch, out of sync, out of place, unloved. And whose fault is it? It's society's fault. It's the bad progressives' fault. It's the bad Trump people like us' fault. It's Trump's fault. You know, Trump is mean. You know, he makes me feel uncomfortable. He's not my president. All of this nonsense. And so in their desire to be somebody, instead of doing something that's good, holy, righteous, productive, they do something that's evil. And they don't know the difference. Or at least some of them don't. These people aren't, this isn't psychological problems. This is evil. People who are embracing evil, they're calling right wrong and wrong right. And in their depraved minds, they come up with things to do that are evil, and they do them. And we are shocked by them because we're boys. We knew we were boys. always have been boys, always identified as boys. Always loved our country, never hated it. On and on and on and on, so that ultimately, as we become seasoned men, we're solid and substantial in what we believe and what we do, and the insanity isn't part of our lives. But we see it all around us. And of course, that's why we're on here with What's Up? To just talk about it. I don't know, Dick. I they want our guns. That's the big deal. This is, you know, if they get the guns, then they have control of everything.
They will never ever get the guns in this country.
I don't think that they will either.
No.
Well, there are people like us that are so strong against it. And, you know, I mean, and we're sane. I don't even have a gun. I've never owned a gun. But I'm for guns. I'm for the citizens having protection against an insurgent government that can get, I mean, look at what they've done to so many people's lives. And this is even with Trump being president. The bureaucracy, the deep state is so pervasive, so entrenched, so strong that even the president of the United States is having trouble dislodging them. 3 years and it isn't done yet. Three years and we still haven't had anybody from, you know, held accountable. Nobody's ever been held accountable for Fast and Furious. Nobody's ever been held accountable for Benghazi. Nobody's ever been, even Hassan Nadal, who killed those people at Fort Hood at the very beginning of Obama's presidency. He's still in jail and has not paid for, you know, I mean, he's supposed to get killed. He's supposed to be executed for that. And he had a military trial, I believe. I'm not sure about that one, though. It may have been a civil trial. But he's definitely on death row.
Well, he was court-martialed and sentenced,
He's not dead, is he?
No. Actually, I think he was trying to write a book. I've heard something about that. They'll never, if you really want to see the upheaval, is try and do it and find out how fast the Democrats find out that they have been barking up the wrong tree for a long time. Because wasn't it El Paso, too, that the kid drove all that way and made sure that he got into no firearms area. So he made sure that, he had plenty of time that none of the locals, I mean, Texas has a lot of people that walk around armed, but he made sure he went to an area where there was no firearms allowed. And,
well,
I guess the latest
Texas,
number I just heard is 22.
Yeah. In Texas, you have a open carry law. I mean, people can walk around, with a holster and a gun in Texas, thank God. And they do. Well, I remember one of the women's Facebook friend of mine, and she lives in Texas, and I was at a convention talking to her. This maybe 6 or 8 years ago, and I said, "Well, do you have a?" "Yeah, I'm from Texas. I got a gun." I said, "So if somebody broke in," she said, "Shoot first, ask questions later. I'm a Texas girl."
Yeah.
She said it just like that. And I thought, well, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. Well, he searched out an area where guns weren't allowed, and that's why he got away with killing so many people. I think the one good thing, too, though, one of the things that they're all starting to do is not use the person's name. So you're not giving them any, you know, they're not being come famous out of this whole thing. So the,
no
the next
notoriety.
One thing, none at all, And did I hear today, too, just a little thing that Trump wants to streamline people that do this to be executed?
Well, I think that's a good idea.
I do, too.
I think that's a good idea. I ended up this morning, you know, the Garlic shooter, that you know, out there in California, and the El Paso and the Dayton shooter, when you put their photos side by side, they, I mean, they look like they're triplets.
Don't they, huh?
Yeah, it's really amazing. And, you know, I mean, I don't know that there's anything to that, but it's eerie and creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, I saw that, and as soon as I looked at it, I said, that's what I thought. I said, what's he's putting these brothers' pictures together. What's this all about? And I said, oh, my God. These are the three guys. They do. They look like they could be brothers. That was creepy.
Well,
it was really creepy. Yeah.
This is, you know, the such a concerted effort to blame Trump for this stuff that, you know, it's just that it's unfair is clear. I mean, you know, I don't remember anybody blaming Sandy Hook on Obama. Or what are some of the others that happened when he was there? I mean, there are quite a few of them.
Well, I saw something today that showed, the younger Bush had like 15 of these. Clinton had, I don't know, maybe 20 or so. But Obama had like 160 of these things. And they're blaming Trump. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's actually fair to blame Obama either. I think that, you know, this
is on their watch. But, you know, I mean, there's crazy people in this world. And how can you blame somebody else for what somebody does? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. None. You know, what was it, somebody said? Jack Watts was in a bank the other day, and the bank got robbed, so Jack Watts is at fault. What? I mean, where do you come from? Well, that's the same idea with how can you blame the president of the United States for something that 300 and some odd million people in this country. And what are you going to do? You're going to take away their guns? And what was that old saying? If you take away the legal guns, the only guns that will be around are the illegal ones for the criminals. So,
That's exactly right. And, you know, and you would have to change the Constitution. And although at the same time, you know, assault weapons. I don't know. I'm a little ambivalent about that. I just don't know. I'd always like to have answers to things, but there's some things that I don't.
Well, that particular one, I'm not sure has an answer, because I don't think the general public really needs to have a semi-automatic weapon that a bum stock could turn into an automatic weapon. I mean, that didn't make any sense to me. You know, I found the one, you know, you said there wasn't any good out of this. well, I do think that there was something good, especially in Dayton, Ohio, when you saw the video of all these people running out and you see six police officers running in and they shot and killed this guy. Within 30 seconds of him starting to shoot, he was dead. And you want to throw water on cops and you want to shoot them for what? Well, you know what? There's a lot of people in Ohio that sure were happy that there were six police officers running in the other direction to stop the carnage before it got any worse than it did. And didn't this kid, he actually killed his own sister too, right? Not sure if that was, I think it was by mistake, but he shot and killed his own sister.
I didn't know that. This is the one in...
They said there was three of them in the car. He, his sister, and some other guy. Now, they're not sure if it was the sister's girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever. But they parted company, and he went back to the car and got all of his weaponry and just started shooting. And he was randomly shooting, and it's one of the people that he killed was his own sister. Now,
Before we go, we got about 3 minutes left, or four. We got to say something about the trade wars. This is a make or break thing with Trump. Yep. And you know, he's right about China. The Chinese do not want Trump for a second term. They want whoever the weakest Democrat can be, because they can manipulate them into doing exactly what they've been doing for the last 25 years or 30 years.
Don't you think that they would want Biden in there, since they've already worked with him and his kids in the past anyway?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and the corruption is already there. Biden has already been bought by the Chinese. Literal money, millions, has changed hands when Biden was the vice president. So and this is also with the Ukrainians. So yes. The Chinese want Biden. This is a time when standing strong and continuing on the path is essential. It's some people lost a lot of money today. You're one of them.
Let me ask you a question though. How is it the Chinese were going to devalue their currency again? I'm going to have to look that up. What's the consequence to us or to the world or to China if they constantly devalue their currency? Makes their money not worth as much. But I don't understand how that affects the trademark.
That makes trade with them better, so that for people to to buy more Chinese goods. So that's they are artificially pumping up.
You mean like a dollar today, now tomorrow that same dollars you can buy 75 cents worth. So I guess I get it. And they've done it again. And the World Bank, maybe this time, is going to step in, because they've done it on purpose for sure.
Yeah, that's manipulating the currency. All right, listen, we don't have any more. And the Dow dropped 767 points today. That's not good. At any rate, we're out of time, so let me just say God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And we'll talk more about this again next week. Bye-bye.